From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, October 13th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Salesforce says it'll invest $15 billion in San Francisco over 5 years to establish an AI incubator hub and expand workforce development programs. The announcement comes as San Francisco's office market is showing signs of recovery after years of high vacancy rates. The Wall Street Journal reported that AI companies have leased nearly 1 million square feet of office space in the first half of this year. Salesforce shares have fallen more than 25% this year. Analysts say the company has yet to show that its AI offerings can scale beyond early deployments. JPMorgan Chase says it'll invest $10 billion into companies that are vital for the country's national security. They include defense contractors, mineral manufacturers, and AI firms. The investment comes amid high trade tensions with countries such as China. Last week, China announced new restrictions on exports of rare earth minerals. At the time, President Trump responded by threatening a 100% additional tariff on Chinese goods and new export controls on critical software products. But over the weekend, Trump softened his tone on Beijing. He said in a Truth Social post that he wanted to help China, not hurt it. Shares of major U.S. semiconductor companies rose in response. By late this afternoon, NVIDIA shares were up about 2.5%, Advanced Micro Devices stock was up about 0.4%, and Intel shares were up over 2%. And shares of Bloom Energy surged after Brookfield Asset Management said it would invest up to $5 billion to deploy the fuel cell company's technology for AI data centers. The duo say they'll design and build AI centers across the globe, including a site in Europe to be announced this year. Bloom stock was up 31% by late afternoon, and Brookfield's shares had gained over 3.5%. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.